BNS reporting from Virginia, Reverend Pat Robertson told viewers of his 700 Club last night that Tropical Storm Isaac's assault on the GOP National Convention in Florida is a warning to sinners. You goddamn Republicans better pay some goddamn attention or our Lord and Savior is gonna whip your sorry asses, Robertson said. Do you douchebags really think our Father who art in heaven will let you get away with this shit? Jesus has cheesed the fuck off. He told the estimated 1 million viewers of his Christian Broadcasting Network religious talk show. Our glorious vengeful God is as angry as a hornet in a hen house. He's up in heaven high, saying, you little pussies, you don't hate the homos enough. You let em get married, and shit. You are slacking off. I will now drown you. Enjoy the flood, mothafuckers. I'm talking to you, bitches. He added. Robertson then went into a 20-minute tirade about God's weather plan. This hurricane may be a blessing in disguise. Something happened a long time ago in Florida, and people might not want to talk about it. Floridians were originally under the heel of the Spanish. You know, Queen what's her name the third, or whatever. And the people of Florida got together and swore a pact to the devil. They said, we will serve you if you will get us free from the Spanish. True story. And so, the devil said, okay, it's a deal. Ever since he have been cursed by one thing after the other. I mean, just look at the goddamn place. Holy shit. Am I fucking right, people? I would warn you jerk-offs in Tampa that you're right in the way of some serious hurricanes. And I don't think I'd be waving those little Hindu elephants in God's face if I were you. This is not a message of hate. This is a message of redemption. But a condition like this will bring about the destruction of your gas nation. It'll bring about terrorist bombs. It'll bring earthquakes, tornadoes, and possibly more Mexicans. So I'd like to say to the good citizens of Tampa, if there is a disaster in your area, don't turn to God. Because you just deported him from your city. And don't wonder why he hasn't helped you when problems begin, if they begin. I'm not saying they will, but if they do, just remember, you're not being hateful enough. And if that's the case, don't ask for his help because he thinks you're a bunch of queer baits. Bottom line? Repent like your lives depended on, because they fucking do. In Jesus' name. Amen.